Okay, so the topic for today is the Isser of Bracha Shina Tzricha. The person says Bracha Shina Tzricha, he violates an Isser. Can you talk on what Isser is this? So you tell me, what do you say when you say Bracha? What is the Bracha Shina Tzricha? Shem Malchus. So maybe the problem is the Isser of Haskar Shem Malchus to Batal. Right? Or, maybe it's not just a question of Shem Malchus. Namely, for instance, Shem Shem Stam, that's the Isser of Shem Shem Olatam. But you say it in the context of Bracha, maybe it's worse. Why might it be worse?
Because you take it a Bracha formula and use it for...
You use a Bracha formula? It's something that you usually, say in a certain... It's a sort of formula. You're up.
Desecrated.
You desecrate it. So, again, I'm not sure how helpful this terminology is, but I was thinking maybe... along the lines of misuse versus abuse. There's a big difference between misuse and abuse. Maybe using Shem Shem Stam, Shem Shem Latala, it's a misuse. Shem Shem is very kosher. And you just said Stam, you misused it. You misused it. You didn't abuse it. Right? When a person takes a Shvur Sheker, what are they doing with Shem Shem? They're not just misusing it, but they're abusing it. They're saying that Shem's name, which is the golden standard for truth, and I'm going to law using Shem Shem. So maybe... a Bracha Latala isn't just a misuse of Shem Hashem. I mean, you can argue that I'm not sold on this Chakira because in this formulation, because it could be that even using Shem Hashem for no reason is also an abuse. But I definitely hear a difference between just Stam using Shem Hashem as opposed to using it to try to further my goals. I'm going to lie in court with Shem Hashem. I'm not certainly not abusing Shem Hashem. I'm not just misusing it. So when a person says a bracha, Shem Tzricha, he says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakol Nim Dvaro, he's not planning on drinking anything, eating anything at Shabbat. That's a bracha Shem Tzricha. Is it just a function of Shem Hashem, or is it more than that? That's the chakira I want to move. Okay. So if you look here on the first book on the sheet, Kol Mavarach Baruch Shem Tzricha, Harayza Nosa Shem Shamayim L'Shav, Harayhu Kenishba L'Shav, V'Asu L'Anus Achar Rami. What is the Ram telling us here? Perek Aleph Halacha Nesvav. So the first thing he says, your nose says Shem Shamayim L'Shav. But does he limit it to that, or is it more? What's the continuation of the sentence?
Nishba
L'Shav. It's as if you're taking an oath. What is a Shvur Shav? Shvur Shav is one of the Ten Commandments. Right, say this chair is a chair. With Shem Hashem. I swear that it's a chair. Everyone knows it's a chair. It's a Shvur Shav. Or if I would say that the chair is a table. That's also a Shvur Shav, because everything else is not true. That's a little different than a Shvur Sheker. What's a Shvur Sheker? In court, I'm asked to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, and I swear in the name of God, and I lie. So then I'm trying to use God's name to lie. That nobody knows I'm lying. Only I know I'm lying. That's a Shvur Sheker. Shvur Shav and Shvur Sheker are two Isurim, but they're related. If you look here on the next page, source number 18, Tanur Rabbanan, Shvur Satayanim, when you want to have the witness testify and take an oath, he's telling the truth, or take a shvuah, whatever, depending on the case. Afki v'lishonah ne'meres, sh'omru lo ha'viyodeah, sh'kal olam kula nizdaza v'shah sh'omru ha'kash baruchu v'sinai, l'sisa ha'shem elokeach l'shah. So he's taking a shvuah satayanim, and you're telling him, you're warning him, you should know that if you're lying, you're going to violate the iser of l'tisa. L'tisa is not shvuah sheker, right? The makor for Shvua Sheker is from a different pasuk, right? Lo tishvu b'shvua Sheker. But apparently there's a connection between the two. And so the idea of a Shvua Sheker, as we said, or a Shvua Shav, is that you're abusing Hashem's name. You're taking Hashem's name and you're using it either for your own purposes to lie in court or to make an amira. A Shvua has like a certain status. It's been a chamuros, the Gemara tells us. That a shuv, if you look here in the continuation of the Gemara says that, lo yinake, chol aver shor Torah nemar ben vinake, v'kan nemar v'lo yinake, chol aver shor Torah nifrayim menu v'kan menu mishpachto, shenemar altite in espich lachnis b'sarecha, v'imusar el akrovav. So your family is punished, etc. V'chol aver shor Torah nifrayim menu v'kan menu recall olam kulo, shenemar olam v'chesh. The isur shua sheker is a very very common isur. It's not like a regular law. So when the Rambam says here in the first makor, Kol Mavarach Baruch Shem Tzricha, Nosa Shem Shemayim L'Shav, what is the first thing he's doing? He's misusing Shem Hashem's name. He says Shem Hashem's name for no reason. Shem Malchus. He's telling us something more than that. I think the Rambam is telling us that a bracha batal is not just shem shamayim v'shav, but it's also nishma l'shekel. It's as if you're abusing Hashem's name. Nishma l'shav. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Yeah, so if you're working on this with the idea that when you say bracha batal, it's comparable to shvua shav, but you have to be working in, I think, in the sense that when you would take a shvua and say that chair is a chair,
uh-huh.
Because when you say, let's say, boy priya eitz, it's an absolute true statement.
Oh,
so it's an absolute true statement. It's just not relevant to what you're doing.
So this chair is a chair. That's a true statement.
Yes, but if you, it wouldn't be equivalent when you say that you take a shvua to say that is a table, and you're saying it's not a shvua sheker. You're saying it's a shvua shav.
Okay.
That would be maybe a little bit different because we have to, like, with the way you're working, but why is it an absolute true statement gets equal to a shvua shav?
So that's an interesting question.
In the context of shvua. In other words,
right.
How you're explaining, in other words, you're misusing it, you're not applying it in the holy, in the way that God's name should be, Hashem should be applied.
I agree with you, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that's a chiluk because it doesn't seem to make it. But
okay, well, okay. We're going to get back then. The first thing you said that you know, Washington Speech, what I said is true. I said, I thank Hashem for the apple. I'm not eating the apple, but I thank Hashem for apples. So that's a wonderful thing. What's wrong with that?
Right.
So we're going to get to that in Tosfos a little later. And I hear what you're saying. So again, just right on the board over here, we have a bracha she'ena tzricha. So is the problem the Shem Hashem? Right? It's Shem Hashem Batala, or is the problem? I'll call it a shvua shav, which is a more humble type of Israel. The Rambam's telling us both. If you look, just for the record, in the Rambam of the Shvuas, he talks about the Isser of being Maskur Shem Batala. The Lo Shvuas Shav Bilvad, Kish Asur. It's not only Asur to take a shvua in God's name, which is more humble. It's even usher to say God's name for no reason, even though you don't take an oath. There's a mitzvah to fear God. So Rambam is telling us this concept of Shem Hashem Levatala is a bitul of Yira. It's a bitul of the mitzvah of Yira. It's not as chomer as a Shvua Shav. A Shvua Shav is a lav, a very common lav, right? A Shvua Shav is a lav chomer. So that just like highlights the fact that these are really two different things. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, likewise, in the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, emphasizes this idea. The mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Shivanu La'ami, Yiraso, first verse number 3, there's a mitzvah to fear Hashem. Le'ifachet, imena, v'lonia, kekofim, l'olkim, keri, you shouldn't be like kofim, don't fear God. V'uam yisaleh, Hashem l'kech atira, fear God. V'gemar Sanhedrin, Amru, al-derech ha-vikuach, v'amru, v'noke, v'shem, v'shem, yuvas. The passage says you can't curse Hashem. Isn't clear on the verb v'noke. What does it mean to be noke v'shem Hashem? So the Gemara asks, maybe pirushe, maybe you should say God's name. Maybe it's a lot to say God's name. Hashem knocked through v'shemos. V'zerasu v'shem l'kech atiru. V'tzlomar, ulai amru noke v'shem Hashem, hu sheyizkor shem levado bilti sheyavarech. The Rambam explains that the Gemara's hafamina is that when the Pasuk says noke v'shem Hashem, is to say God's name, not in the context of a bracha. Not in the context of a bracha. The Tomar is it avon possess. What's wrong with saying God's name? No Azahayira, a person who says God's name without saying a bracha, without not in the context of a bracha, just down, he's all of Azahayira. This person has left Yira. Kimiras Hashem shall yizkar shmo levatala. Because a person who fears God won't say his name levatala. So these two Rambams and Shmuas and the Sefer Mitzvahs highlight the fact that there's this concept of vital Yira. The Maskur Shem Hashem Levatala is Bitul Yira. Maybe that's the idea of Bracha Levatala. Or no, maybe Bracha Levatala is more than Bitul Yira. Maybe it's like a Shvua Shav, and that's the Dukh in the Rambam as the first source. It's not only Shem Hashem Levatala, but it's, you know, this Chakir is not this or that. It's like this or this plus that. Meaning, is it just Shem Hashem Levatala, or is it Shem Hashem Levatala plus a concept of Shvua's Shav? Okay. Now, just before we analyze the Nachminas, I want to just put on the table the Shiltos. The Shiltos argues the premise. The premise I made is that when we say Shem Hashem Levatala, it's Bitul Ha'ira, right? It's only Bitul Ha'ira. The Shiltos argues that when we say Shem Hashem Levatala, that itself is like a Shvua Sheker. you look at the Sheilta source number four, Sheilta the Asur Lahanu Veis Yisrael Ashmui Beshikra. There's an Yisr to swear falsely. Bishmoel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, swear in God's name. The Cholba the Nishma Yisrael, a person who swears falsely in God's name, less Le Mechila, he has no forgiveness. It's a very, very Chomer Yisr, the whole one forever, to see, and we'll see Hashem HaKach HaShav, which is the third of the Sesh Dibros, the Lomi Faya Ashmui Shikra, not only taking an oath in God's name, it's prohibited if it's a lie. Ela afuke shem shamayim lebatala. Also, the afke kra lasisa v'laksi v'lishpa. Doesn't say v'lishabal shaker or v'lishabal shan. It says v'lishisa. That few itkure shem shamayim lebatala. So the Sheiltos again basically argues the premise that I'm making. The premise I'm making is that being ma'aser shem shamayim lebatala is just a bittul yira. It's not a lie. It's not connected to shmur shav shmur shaker. The Sheiltos thinks that no, this is Shavuot Shav Shavuot Sheker. According to the Sheiltos, there's no Chakira. Every time you say Shem Shem Vatala, that itself is Shavuot Shav Shavuot Sheker, regardless of whether or not you lied or not. I'm not going in this direction. I want to work with this Chakira, that the assumption being that Shem Shem is only a bitul yira, Shem Shem Vatala is only a bitul yira, but is a Bracha Vatala, Bracha Shem Tzricha, more than that, maybe it's a Shavuot Shav, like the Rambam writes exclusively in the first Makar on the Shem. Okay, so the first question I want to analyze in the Nachminas is what Isser do you violate? The Brinz says, Bracha Shein Esrichim. So if it's a question of Bittul Yira, what have you done? It's a lava or an essay? It's an Isser essay. It's an Isser essay. What do they mean by Isser essay? It says, Torah says, fear God. By doing this, I'm not fearing God. I'm actively defying the, you know, God's fear, if you will. So Chomer Isser, or Makor and Chomer. The Makor is from Esrei Okeh Hakira, and the Chomer is an Isser Esser. Whereas if it's like a Shvua Shav, so what level Isser have violated? It's a lav. And the Makor is Losisa Esrei Okeh Hashem Okeh Hashem. So if you look here in the two Gemaras I have, source number 5 and 6, we have this explicitly. The source number 6 says, Amar of V'item or Mishlakish, V'amar la Riyot and Mishlakish, Ta'amit Harvayu, Kol Avarak Baruch Hashem Esricha, Over Mishub La Sisa. It's explicit Gemara, Baruch Hashem Gimel, that you violate La Sisa, that's where they learn the water from. So it sounds pretty clear that which side of the Hakir is correct. The Lav, let's learn from La Tisa. Now, not everybody was so comfortable with this. If you look at Tosfos, well, let's start with the source number 5. The Gemara and Tur should have it on record. Eli Yamar, source number 5. Eli Yamar, Pazi Shei Shavai Latala, Zarasa Miha Aicha. Where is there an Isser to say God's name in vain? Alam Allah, Aksif, Esashan Lakafatira, Masos Savod, Hahu Azharas Esehu. The Gemara says that if you say Shei Shavai Latala, you violate the mitzvah of you. Okay, that's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin I quoted earlier. The Gemara Tur says the same. So, source number 6 seems to be closing shots. You brought Furish Gemara, Barak Shem Shemai Batala, you violate Losisa. So, directly have a Hakira. So, if you look here at the Tosfos, next Mokar, Umishum de Barak Shem Sricha, the Ka'avar Mishum Losisa, Leka Ahu Drasha, Leka Ahu Drasha, Dira Bada. What is Tosfos to say about this Drasha? Is it a real Drasha? It's only Nesmachta, it's a Din Rabbanan. That word doesn't mean it. Lasisa means if I take an oath, it's God's name, this chair is a chair. If I say a bracha on an apple, and I don't need an apple, so that's not the same thing as Tosfos, it's only Din Rabbanan. Umoti Shem Shamayim, Lebatal, Lasrinan, Bevere, Kamet, Tumurim, Dixiv, Hashem, Lekakatira, Han, immediately below bracha. So if I asked you, what's worse, saying a bracha, Lebatal, or saying Shem Shem, Lebatal? What would Tosfos answer? Saying a bracha levatala is only midrabanan. Saying shem shamayim levatala, what's a svara for Tosfos? It's a good svara. When you say God's name stam, you say God's name. There's no reason. It's a bit of yira. But if you thank God for making apples, even though you don't need apples, what are you doing essentially? You're praising Hashem. You're thanking God for apples. I'm not eating apples. Okay, I'm not in the mood, but I'm thanking God for apples. It's not using God's name in vain, if you will. I'm giving shema. So Tosfos says the exact opposite. Tosfos thinks that what I'm presenting. I'm presenting here, Shem Shamayim Latala, or is it more chum, or a bracha is more chum? What does Tosfos say? Tosa says that Shem Shemayim Atala is more chomer. Bracha Atala is really just Isra Drabba. So we have an extreme machlokas here. The Ram says it's a lav. A lav d'oraisa, a chomer lav. And Tosa says, no, what do you mean? It's just an asmachta. Really, it's much, in terms of the board over here, I have a lav, I have an essay, but really, I can put it over here on the side, it's only Drabbana. It's only a Drabbana, it's just an asmachta. Doesn't it mean Lasisa? Because after all, it's Sheva. If it's Shabbach, how can you say, and really this is more chomer? Sheva Sheva Levatala is more chomer than a Bracha Levatala, because a Bracha Levatala is really a form of Sheva. It's not a misuse of Batzim. I'm giving Shabbach, okay, I'm not eating an apple, but I'm thanking God for an apple. No, what's wrong with that? And again, certainly that's Rabbanah, but it's not. Now, just for the record, even though it's pretty clear in the Rambam, source number one, that following the Gemara in Bracha Salam Gimel, that you can no say, Kanishma L'Sham, that you're violating the Sisa, there were Achronim who were uncomfortable with this. So, for example, the Chai Adam in his footnotes called Nishmas Adam, in the sheep, but in Sin and Hay, he says it can't be the Rambam, means it. It's closest is for sure correct. It's only a Asmachta, and it doesn't make any sense. You're giving Shevach. He says like this: if a person would say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Nidivar, so what issue would he violate? At worst, Shem Hashem. And if say put the word Baruch in front of it, you're going to say it's a lav. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the Chai Adam says. The Rambam doesn't mean it. The Rambam says it's Kinnish Velashav. It's not really Nish Velashav. It's Kinnish Velashav. The Chaf and the Mayan doesn't mean to say it's Mamish. It's just an Asmachta. So the Nishmas Adam tries to pull the Rambam into the camp of Tosfos against the Pashas of the Gemara and the Lamidu. I saw that the Chalcha Shlomo Kluger, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Tezvah, he quotes the Nishmas Adam. This is around the same time. He quotes the Nishmas Adam, and he says, it's not true. It's not true. There's a huge difference between saying Baruch and not saying Baruch. If I say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so I'm giving Shevach to Hashem. But if I say the word Baruch, it becomes a lav. Why does it become a lav? He says that the Gemara tells us that Asur Lenas Bo La Bracha, and when you say a Bracha, it's like you're basically paying God back. It's like Gezel, the Bracha is a way of pay. So he says, imagine if the king comes to town, and you say you're a wonderful king. Wonderful. But you say, king comes down and you say, thank you for giving us everything we need in our city. Thank you for, we have a big problem with the garbage collection, and thank you for giving us a new garbage truck. And the king didn't give you a garbage truck. So what would that be? It would be to his chutzpah. So he argues that when you say a bracha is like a form of tashlumin, he argues, and we give tashlumin when you didn't get anything. I'm not eating an apple, I'm thanking God for the apple. That's already a lav of Lotisa, of the Pashas, the Gemara, etc. Question?
I was just going to say that in the beginning of the year we had the shiur of Berachas being a matir.
Right.
So it's almost a little bit different, but if you say that it's a matir to eat the apple, then you don't eat the apple.
Right. You're saying it fits better with the matir. Meaning if a Berachas Aneni is a Shabbat, so maybe the Nishma Sadam is right. You give me a Shabbat, so what's we can best is a Drabbanan. But you're saying it's a matir and you're not going to matir anything, so then it's mamish, like, a chutzpah. You think that the king for giving you what you need and he didn't give it to you. So then it's a chutzpah, it's a zilzal, etc. So I'm not working with zilzal, I'm working more with the Rambam's formulation of shvua sheker, shvua shav. But either way, we have a debate over here about this issue. Yeah.
The issue about it in matir, that might be only the context that you wish to eat.
Right.
If you don't wish to eat, you can go down the line. It's up, then it's the sheva.
Theoretically, you can be mechalek between birkas and nanin, levatala, and other birkas and mitzvah levatala, or other types of brachas levatala. And you and you're arguing, you say, no, depends on the context. If I'm not eating, so it's a sheva. If I am eating, it's a matir. The bracha kind of is a chameleon. It changes, its nature, if that's possible. That's interesting. It's hard. I didn't think about that. The given the context, the bracha, you'll become matir, become a sheva. Okay. So if you look here in Rav Yashiv, he summarizes this very nicely. Nimsa shadasa Rambam hu ahetech mamish ledasa tosfos. The Rambam says that opposite of tosfos. Sh'ilu ledasa tosfos amiras bracha levatala isura mitrabana nulvat. The tosfos only is a drabana. The tzara shem ulo bracha kamar yosef. Saying shem Hashem, that's really a bittul of yur. Yes, but yes. Ilu ledasa Rambam has tzara shem shemayim levatala isura kal yosef mishum the yisbe yisur esse lechut. According to the Rambam, saying Shem Hashem Levatala is just Israel Esay, Bittul Yira. If you look, Rambam Levatala, Chamura Yosef, Sheyesh, but Gam Israel Esay, the Gam Israel Loz Asay. Right? If you say Abraham Avotala, you're also saying Shem Hashem Avotala, and you're also saying quasi Shvuah Shav. The Asparnas Ram Shabrachim Avotala Chamur Yotzer, who Mishum Shemash Shvuah Shav Chamurah, who Mishum Shemazal, the Shvuah Shvash Baruch Hu. In Cain, come Bracha Shemavarek Stam, Harry says, Zils will Chamur Yotzer, Kishvuah Shav. So on the board here, you have in the middle Shem Hashem Avotala, Bitul Yuma. The Ram thinks that Bracha Avotala is on the left, namely Shvuah, it's like Shvuah Shav, it's more Chamur. And the Tosfos thing is on the right. It's less chomer, it's only drama. So in terms of our Chakira, it plays out very nicely. The Rambam is clearly working with this tzad, and Tosfos is saying even less than my original Chakira. Not only is it, again, saying Shem Hashem Stam, that would be mamish, an Isser essay for Tosfos. But once it's in the context of a bracha, it's more of a shabak, and it's even less, it's only an Isser drama. Okay? That's just in terms of the Shitas. Questions, comments? The same.
Who's the one who said the Mashal?
The Chokma Shlomo. The Shlomo Kulga wrote Perish on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes Nishas Adam, and he gives that Mashal to the parents of Nishas Adam. I should mention that Rav Kasher, in the Torah Shlema, the Pasuk of Losisa, Hashem Lechel Lashav, he quotes the 10 Ga'onim and Rishonim hold like Ram. Usually the way it's presented is that, oh, the Ram is a unique Shita. Most people hold Rav Lechel, this is Ravana, like Tosfos. And the Ram is a unique Shita. And the Kai Adam even questions the Ram Shita is the Shita. So the Rav Kasher rallies Makoros and the Gaonim and the obscure Shonim to try to bolster the Rambam Shita. It's really a mainstream Shita. That's the Pashas of Gemara in Brachas on the Gimel. Right? What's Gemara say? Kolavar Kachem Suicha over Rishon Losasim. So that's the Pashas of Gemara. Tosfos is the Chiddush. Many Rishonim agree with Tosfos. The Halacha, we'll see later, most Rishonim hold the most Ashkenazim certainly are Mekel. It's only Rishon Rabbanan. There's some starting of Rosh Chodesh. But the Rambam Shita is not a Shita Tzidkas Yochid. It really isn't. That's at least what Rav Kasher argues in the discussion. Okay. The next Afkamina is a Tshuva Rav Kiva Eger. Mevarech Bekinoi. A person has a Safik Brachos. What's the halacha? Safik Brachos. Very famous principle. Lahaka. So you're not sure if you said a bracha and an apple. So what's the halacha? You eat it without the bracha. Well, you don't say bracha again, because maybe you said it. Okay. I guess I'm not sure how much kavanah you have. You're not sure if you said it. It happens. I said it. Okay. So Rav Kiva Eger was asked the following question. I have an Eitza. The Eitza is you should say the bracha in English. Because the Shach says that if you say God's name, right, some people write G/D. They don't write G-O-D. The Shach says it's not necessary. The Shach says a kino, you can write G-O-D. You can say God. It's not an Isser of Shem, Shem, Shem. It's a kino. It's a different language. Not a problem. So the Shaul asked, if you have a Safik bracha, you're not sure if you say the bracha in an apple, what should you do? Say the bracha in English. And since there's no Isser to say God's name in English, and you don't say a bracha in English, so just say the bracha in English. Sounds like a good Eitza. I'll read it inside, source number 9. But the Rasa Malas Kotorosa, the Chavi Shodina, the Mishan is Tapik, in Birek Ilo, Chaim, Lama Shotan Aro, Eben Varek, or Tilosok, or Tilokasavaz, or Shabbat Torah. The shame, beloshan chol, ain't no shame. Mutul lemofko. You're allowed to erase G-O-D, right? You can erase it. So if you can erase it, you can also say it. Mutul lemofko. Because it wasn't never beloshan. These are the shulchan aruch and Cain. Kam sofik yivarech belaz. The ain't machshash brachah v'atala. The ain't over mishum lo sisa. So what is the Shoel assuming? In terms of vis-a-vis the Isser of Brachah Levatala. He's saying, what's the problem? Say it in English, and there's no problem with saying Shem Hashem Levatala. What's the nature of the Isser of Brachah Levatala according to the Shoel? Right? What's he saying? He's saying that there's no Isser of being masked Shem Hashem Levatala in English, because I'm saying God. God is not Elohim. God is just God, right? And therefore, I'm allowed to say the bracha. So what do you say? You're saying the Shema. The Rav Kiva said, the Shoel, the Rav Kiva says, the Isser is Bishulam Bitul Shem Hashem, and therefore it's Mutter Levarech Belaz. You can say a bracha in a different language, because the whole Isser of a bracha in the Sricha is what? One of mentioning God's name. And here you mention God's name. Whose name do you mention? A Kinoi, right? You didn't say Adoshem. You said God, and saying God is not an Isser, and therefore I have a patent. Every time I have a Safik Brachos, I'll say the bracha in English, Shalom Yisrael. What's the Rav Kiva Eger answer?
It's
So six lines down. Ein dvarav mechuvanin b'halacha. Klal v'klal. It's incorrect. So the sheet of the last Torah, the shame of the Shem Ras, in over Rishon was Sisa, in okay. Says Rekiva Eger, that which you argued, that there's no Lo Sisa by saying God's name in English, that's not true. The person would take an oath in God's name, would he violate Lo Sisa? Yes. It's a little long, but let me read quickly. The Haram Kasav Echad Nishma Hashpia B'Sheim Yuchad of Echad Nekinuim. You take a shpua in any a person swears in God's name, G-O-D, it's a violation. But Nishma B'Shua Chanun Kiyotzi B'Hem B'Chol Loshon Harz in Shvua Gura Aincha. Vur the Cain who had did B'Chol Shvuas. Heim Shvuas Bitu Shasas B'Lo Sis Shvu B'Shu Shakem Heim Shvuas Shav Shasas B'Lo Sisa. Where the head of the Av Shemas B'Shem B'Laas Avigamkin B'Chol Sisa. Koko Hitz Asiru Divir Shach. So this would be anger. There's no connection between the Shach and this idea. The Shach says you can say God. Okay, you can say God. Does that mean you're allowed to swear in God's name? Does that mean you're allowed to say a bracha in English? No. Saying God is a question of Shem Shalai Latala. And there's no issue of Shem Shalai Latala in English. But there still is an issue of Losisa in English. First of all, go up to court and swear in the name of God, G-O-D, you violate Issa Doraisa. Therefore, says we keep anger. If you say a bracha, what's the issue of a bracha l'shem etzricha? Lotisa. So it's true I can say God from here till tomorrow, but I can't say a bracha in English. A bracha in English is an issue d'oraisa, a potential issue d'oraisa of lotisa. So the Kibaker says that if it's doing shvur shav, asur nuvarech bracha she'ena tzricha glas. Even though he agrees to the Shach is correct that you could say God all day. But saying God is different than swearing in God's name. You can't swear in God's name. And saying a bracha levatala or bracha shen tzricha is like swearing in God's name. That's what Gideon argues. That's why he thinks the Eitz is incorrect. Okay, it's very clear. Now for me, he's essentially saying that Hakira black only.
Well, it's interesting because it was like before, I forget who it was, or reported that if you say Hashem Elohim Olam Bori, whatever,
right.
That's not
that's
a
shem.
Now Barak is okay. Now we're seeing the opposite.
What do you mean? No, as we said before, is that the Chayyim's question was, if you just say Hashem Elohim Olam, that's a shem. And you say Barak becomes a wow, how can that be?
That's the same thing.
Okay. What happens when you say a Barak Olam Atala? Anybody put on tefillin this morning?
Everybody put on tefillin this morning.
Ashkenazim, right? What do you do? You say a bracha on the Shaliyah, and then you say a bracha also on the Shalrosh. There's a machlokes in Shomrim to say a bracha on the Shalrosh. Sorry, don't say it. We say it. We tighten our tefillin, and what do we say right away? Baruch Shem. Why do we say that? So the halacha is that if the person will say bracha levatala, you're supposed to say Baruch Shem for Malchus Olamo. That's Yerushalmi. And out of deference to the opinion that holds that you're not supposed to say bracha on Rama and Rif, you're not supposed to say bracha on tefillin Shomrosh, so we say that. Baruch Shem after we tighten our tefillin shalosh. Okay. So the source, as I said, is Yerushalmi for this idea. Amar Pia, chapter 10, Varva Had Amra Ha'an the Nasaf Pulga the Varech Aleya Vuhutu La'asli Yadi. The person says a bracha on a roll, and it fell from his hand. Sarek Lunivrache Aleya Zman Tinyan. He has to say that second bracha. Okay. First one got dirty, take a different roll, he'd say another bracha. You said a bracha, but tell us, what do you do? Out of half of our youth, and sorry, blow my borrow, shame, boy, my husband, my boy, shaloba haskir, shame, shamayim, the batala. So this is the mucker of the idea of borrow, shame, princess of bracha, batala. You're supposed to say borrow, shame, boy, my husband, my boy. So, let me ask you, how does that work? What does that accomplish? Why is that significant? So if the iser of a bracha, batala is a bitul yira, you said shame Hashem v'batala. So what does Baruch Shem do for us, really? You show yira, exactly. You say, well, I said God's name for no reason. It's bitul yira. Baruch Shem, Baruch Hu, it's somehow a tikkun for what you did. And the Rambam writes this way, Levika, source number 11, Yimtala halosh and bahosi shem v'batala, yimayer v'yad v'yishabeya v'yifayer v'yahadilo k'deshilot yaskim v'batala, ketz v'omer, omer Hashem, Omer, Baruch Hu La'olam Vayah, L'Gadol Hu La'olam Od, V'Kiyotzu V'Zeh, K'deish Olam Levat Tla. So it's not a Din Daske Baruch Shem, it's any Shevach. You give Shevach to Hashem's name after you say it in vain, and you said it for no reason, so you want to give Shevach to Hashem's name. The Rambam actually brings this down in Hilchos Brachos as well. I don't have it on the sheet, but I'll read it to you. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, he brings the case of Yerushalmi, that if it's Nafal Miyado, so what do? You're Chozim Mubarak. The Tzarek Lomar Baruch Shem Kuan Achusa Lulavoy Al Bracha Mishona, Kedei Lahotzi Shem Shamayim Lubatam. So what have you actually fixed in the Rambam, for the Rambam? What have you fixed? Again, the problem of the Rambam of Bracha Matala is twofold. What are the two problems in the Rambam from Bracha Matala?
Shem Hashem.
Shem Hashem. And Shvu Hashav. And why does Baruch Shem help with? It helped to say Hashem. Does it help with the Shvu Hashav? Presumably not. The person says the Shvu Hashav, the Chora of Baruch Shem is not going to help. So it's particularly the Rambam, what it helps with is the shame. Is right? It's not called Baruch Shem. The Shvu Hashav is not helped by the Baruch Shem. So this is something that the Chaznish was bothered by. The Yesh Ayin, verse number 12. I understand that if you say Shem Shem Latala, just some, the Baruch Shem is the Shem. So he's working actually with Tosfos, that it's only as a Dravanan, and he's saying, I don't understand what you accomplished. You thank God for the apple, even though there's no apple. So what do you say, Baruch Shem? You say God's name for no reason. You give a Shevach in an inappropriate time. I'm not eating an apple, and I thank God for the apple. So what does Baruch Shem accomplish? They came in the midrabana and us through Baruch Hashem Tzuchah. Since it is a drabana, like Tosfos, take the mizem haharos. She's also achshiva kamoz neshayim shalom matal. It's like I did drabana, and so I will remind you that this is an inappropriate thing to do. It's like in maskei shem matal, so you say Baruch Hashem. But what I want to argue again, not with the chaznish, just like a boil, that Baruch Hashem on board. Baruch Hashem. The Yishalmi says you say Baruch Hashem after a bracha of the matala. So if the problem of Bracha Latala is one of Ritla Yira, then this halakha makes sense or doesn't make sense? It's Muvan. Whereas if it's a problem of Sisa, so then the Rambam will tell you it's Mitakein B'miksas. It helps the Shem Shamayim Latala, but you haven't accomplished anything vis-a-vis the Shvu Hashav, because the Shvu Hashav is something you still did and you haven't really fixed that. So I think it's between the Rambam and the Brachos I read that you're fixing the Shem Shamayim on the Talmud, but you're not the year, but you're not fixing the law. And this actually is a Tzitzim Achlokas Achronim. If you look at the Shuv Panim Eros, this is Rav Meir Eisenstadt, Talmud and Lazar Avraham. He writes like this: the Harim Hashem Yishiv Ova Baruch Shem Kodem Achusul Lagoyet Achar Brachash Ein Sarech Tikun Shlo Otsi Shem Shamayim on the Talmud Chaim Hashpoz Kol Aposkim In Kim Lo Chata Klal Botzah Shem Shamayim on the Talmud. So it fixes it 100%. It fixes 100%. Now, what's the problem with this sheet done? Well, just before I get to it, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, what's the Shulchan Aruch say? It's in Reish Vav. So it's like, oh, Baruch Shem, Kodem Achuso, Le'olam, Vayit, Al-Shahos, Yishem, Shalom, Matal. He's following the Rambam. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's doing the what? What have you fixed? You fixed the Shem, Shalom, Matal. You haven't fixed the Lav, Losis. So what's the problem with the Divine Heroes? He's very ambitious. You say Baruch Shem, you fix it. So I have an Aitza. Rekid Eger was asked, if you have a Sabi Bracha, say it in English. He didn't like that Aitza. I have another Aitza. What Aitza can you give?
Say it in the same Baruch Shem.
Say it in the same Baruch Shem. You fix it right away. That's 20 years. That's the difficulty of 20 years. 20 years sounds like it's great. Every time you say Brachos, say the Bracha, say Baruch Shem, and you're covered. So the Pasha is not like the 20 years. Pasha is this. When you say Baruch Shem, you're fixing somewhat, but it's not a total, it's not a total fix.
But maybe you can't do it with Achila.
Okay, you can argue that maybe it is told us you can't do a chatzila, but why not? Why if it's really good eitza, why would they tell you, is it better to eat apple without a bracha than to say the bracha say Baruch Shem? Why would they think the bracha with Baruch Shem is better? No? So there's actually interesting debate here in the Michas Yitzchak. This is the rabbi of the Eid HaCharedis. He was a Hungarian rabbi, or Mital, who was actually from the same city, actually Romania, ruled Romania, Hungary, and he survived the war. And he was a rabbi in Manchester, in England, in the 60s. He actually won Pras of Cook for Safrut. The city of Tel Aviv every year gives a pras And so in 1968, he got Prasa of Kok, Safrut Toranit. And then 4 years later, he was appointed the guy who had the Idah. The Sam Rav wanted a new guy of it, and he was going to pass away, and he pointed to Diane Weiss. But the irony is that he wasn't such a kanai. So they asked him, they said, listen, you know, he's a Bikam Chacham, he's in Manchester. Why are you making the guy of the Haredis? He said, he's a Talmud Chacham, it takes 20 years to become a Talmud Chacham. A kanai, you can become a kanai in a day. Anyway, so he became the guy of the Haredis. So a very important post in the 20th century, the Mechaz Yitzchak. So he quotes a Machlokas, if you have to say Baruch Hashem immediately, you have to say it immediately, or can you say it a minute later? Chayodam, Kosav, Yerotzi Shishamayim, Lutala, etc. Tekef Muyad. You have to say Tekef Muyad. The Timia Alha Asian Lavram, you go attach. Asian Lavram from attach says, there are Midas Hasidus no longer Yad, Baruch Shem. About Kikak Shehifsi Karbi Mahani Amirasa, Baruch Shem, you call Yalma. You can say it even later. You don't have to say it right away. It's Midas Hasidus to say it right away. This question of saying Baruch Shem immediately or saying it a few minutes later? This might be Talmud, right? How would we call it? And if you think the Baruch Hashem really fixes it entirely, then what? You should be immediate. But if you say the Baruch Hashem is like, you really can't fix it entirely, you're just kind of like doing the best you can, so then maybe you can say later, you know, as well. Either way, Lemaisa, we have over here an Afkamina Baruch Hashem, according to the Pilah Yira, it makes perfect sense. According to the understanding of Shpur Shav, it's hard to understand. Okay. One more nafkamina. There's a couple more nafkaminas, just briefly. We are familiar with the concept of suffik brachos lahakim. We mentioned before, and there is a big machlokes l'halacha. How strong is that principle? So the Sfardim generally follow the pashas of the Mechaber, like Rambam, that bracha matala is really an isur lach. They're very, very nervous of bracha matala. And so, for example, you know, you say a bracha on minhagim. On a shodesh, we say a bracha. And how on Mashkanish. Sfarim don't. They're very, very careful on things because they're worried maybe it's a Baruch Hashem. And in fact, there's a famous Chidah that Ravadia quotes a lot that says you should be machmer against the Shulchan Aruch. Even if the Shulchan Aruch says you should say a bracha, if the Achorim argue, you should say Safek brachos hakel, afilu neged dach maran. That's not what Ravadia says. Afilu neged dach maran Shulchan Aruch, you should say Safek brachos hakel. So if you look here, I have it on the source number 16, the Chaim Shah from the Chidah. In Emes the Kafz Avnu Ben Yisenu Bekovas Achevrin Ki Kipligi Rabbanu Basrai Omaran Chorim 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 Shokan Aruch in his brachos the Baran Savar Levarich and the Shokan says Yishtei Bracha Machorim Pligi Alei Shul Levarich Ha'igur Lachosh B'in Bracha Nesfaris Anachronim the Ein Zem Bevarich you shouldn't say a bracha V'chein Ki Balti Mirab Musai Zekalanu Bez Bracha. So the Chidah asks him that maybe it's fine to pass this with Halacha that you say something brachos Ahakel Afilu Nege Das HaShokan Aruch because we're so concerned that brachos matala. It's always thought of interesting because there's a Furish Shulchan Aruch that seems to argue with this. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, search number 17, in Virkas HaShakar, Yishma Agim Levarach Anosim Laev Koach, Ein Tvarim Nir. Shulchan Aruch asks us, you shouldn't say Anosim Laev Koach. And the Ramah says, the minute Pasha is by Ashkenazim is the same. If you open a Sfari Siddur, if you open a Siddur of Rabbi Yosef, does this brach appear or not? It appears. So I always wondered, like, we're going to be machmer against the Mechaber, Safek Brachos Hakel, but when the Mechaber says not to say a bracha, we're going to say it, because that's the minimum. I looked at Rav David Yosef, his son, has a whole set in Shulchan Aruch, a halacha brur, a very nice set. It goes to, I think, Chel Gimel, the Gimel Shabbos, about 20 volumes or so. So I looked here, and he says, yeah, it's true that we're very careful about Safek Brachos Hakel, but the minhag is Koven. Okay, so they say the bracha of Anon saying, even though the Mechaber says he should, which is, again, it's kind of opposite their general shita, being so careful of Safek Brach. So I put it on the board over here. Safek Brachos Neged Maran and Minhag. Should you follow the Minhag to say Bracha, even if it's a Neged Maran? The Minhag is to say Anosen Ed Koach, and that's Neged Maran, the Shulchan Aruch. So what do I want to tell you? If Bracha Levatala is a function of Bittul Yira, so I'm following the Shulchan Aruch. I have to be worried about Bittul Yira, I'm following the Shulchan Aruch. And likewise, when it comes to Minhag, I would say, I'm following the Minhag. Right? I'm following the Minhag. So the Minhag, it's on Bittul Yira. Whereas if bracha batala is lasisa, right? It's like a shvua shav. The chamuros, right? You look at the next source, the source of the king, you read it. It's not just a regular law. It's like kol ha'olim yisaza, right? Yifroi menu, bikani kol ha'olim kulo. This is a very chamur iser. And I would say, okay, the Shulchan says it's a bracha, but we're going to be chamushay, shavik, we're kustafa, we don't want to get involved. Maybe it's the iser chamur of a shvua shav. Now, the minhag by the time today is a little bit odd, because they follow this chayim shal, they don't say a bracha, it's the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. But they still are willing to argue the Shulchan Aruch himself. But notice what I caught, I never really figured that out. Vaidya Yosef's son has a whole kuntras at the back of the Sefer where he's like Shaz and Shuvas, he has like a few pages trying to explain it. I didn't really understand. I mean, at the end of the day, minhag is very nice, but if you think it's an Isra of Lasisa, how can the minhag allow you to do that? If you think it's a bittul essay of what's of Yira, okay, I'm not, I fear God, I'm following minhag of Minhagos, right? But if you're really concerned with Lasisa, I have a hard time understanding how we're going to say like no say life koach. That's fine, we're going to say that because it's only a potential iser of a law of kohor of what it says to do. Just briefly, a couple more nafkaminas. The Chacham bring down that it could be it's usher to be goring of Rav Hashem Suk. What does that mean? Again, there are different examples, there are different cases. If I have like peanuts on the table, I have an apple. I have kavanah only to say the ha'itz for one bite. And then I say, okay, now I have kavanah another bite, say another bracha. Another bracha, the third bite. That is a bracha shayasuk. That's clear, right? Let's say I have two apples. And I have kavanah eat one apple, and only one apple. And then I want to eat another apple. So, is that also bracha shayasuk? I mean, maybe I shouldn't have general kavanah. You don't have to. Let's say I have an apple and orange. You know, at what point I say, you know, it's a bracha shayasuk. It's not entirely there. It could be all those cases. If I have in front of me, if I have apple and orange, I should have kavanah for both. Why am I limiting the kavanah to only an apple? Then I'm going to eat the orange in a minute. It's wrong. I should have general kavanah. It's a bracha in sukkah. It could be all those cases of bracha in sukkah. But let's say I'm just creating a situation of bracha in sukkah. So here in the Gemara, source number 19, it's talking about the Kohen Gadol and Kippur. You would read the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and you read from two sections of the Torah. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, that we read the first Meksav, and the second we read Alpeh. So ask the Gemara, source number 19, I don't have the whole Gemara here, but basically, the Gemara says, why don't we bring a second Sefer Torah? You don't want to have rolled it, because it takes too long. It's typically the Tzibur. So the Gemara, get a second Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, Lafisha in Golden Sefer Torah, the Tzibur, if they come in a Tzibur, Benes Niachmina, bring the other Sefer, the Nikri. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pagama Shal Rishon. If you bring the second Sefer Torah, people are going to say the first Sefer Torah is possible. Why do they switch it? It's possible. For Shlakish Amar Mishum Bracha Shein Tzricha. They have to say a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah. So it's a Bracha Shein Tzricha. So some of the Chronim argue that there's the Machlokas here between Shlakish and Rav Huna bar Yehuda. The Shlakish says the goring of Bracha Shein Tzricha is Aser. It's not like a case of an apple where I have Kavanah and like putting a monkey wrench in the bracha by limiting the bracha to one part. That certainly is problematic. But here, I did a bracha on one Sefer Torah, and now I want to bring a second Sefer Torah. So it's not like I'm ruining the bracha from the get-go. I said a bracha with a perfectly legitimate Gemara bracha, I read from the Torah. Now, by bringing a second Sefer, I'm going to be causing, I'll be goring another bracha. So Rosh Hashanah says that's a problem. And the first day, maybe he doesn't think that's a problem. Maybe there's no problem to be goring a bracha in that way. So I'm going to run the board here. Goring bracha Shein Tzricha. In this context, where you're not limiting the bracha per se, which is certainly problematic, but you're just doing an action. You're bringing another sefer, which will thereby generate another chiyuv of bracha. Is that a problem? The Torah says yes, and Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says that's not a problem. Possibly. So how might this be telling? If a bracha shein tzricha is a problem of bittul yira, so I'd say it's not appropriate to bring a second sefer. It's a bittul yira, but you bring a second sefer. You have to think ahead and not bring a second sefer. Whereas if it's a question of the bracha is like sheker, I have a second sefer. I said a bracha on the second sefer. It's not really sheker. Possibly, again, not mukra, but it's possible. Even if you don't accept that analysis, there is a much more relevant nafkamina, and that is the question of causing a bracha shein tzricha in a case where there's a halachic need to do so. So, for example, there's a big discussion in Rishonim about eating shalosh shudis on Erev Pesach Shabbos. So what some people do, we can't wake up early before the sun comes, and we have a pizza on the porch. And then what some people do? They bench, they wait 20 minutes, and they wash their hands again, and because you can't eat bread in the afternoon or matzah, so you want to have two meals on Shabbos day, assuming that you can have Shabbos service in the morning. So that's what some people do. So Baha gave that suggestion to split the suit of chakras or anything in the winter. Some people split the suit of chakras in two. They suit the fish, they bench, and then they have a little. Is that okay? Or is that a brachin suit? So it's a brachin suit, but there's a lot of knee. The hot knee is to go to Shalosh Shudas, right? Otherwise, you're not going to fit in Shalosh Shudas. So, or I have on the sheet over here the Shalah. The Shalah, like I don't post the Shalah about Mea Brachos. We know that every day a person that heals is supposed to say Mea Brachos. And usually, when it comes to Shmanasre and snacks, you're covered. On Shabbos, Shmanasre is much shorter, and right, only 7 Brachos, not 18, not 19. And therefore, we're missing a couple of Brachos. So the truth is, most of us snack enough that we're covered. But unfortunately, it's probably better if we wouldn't. But if you don't eat so many snacks, you're going to miss a couple of brachos. So the suggestion was, instead of eating the dessert in the meal, bench, and then say a bracha on your water after dessert. So is that legitimate to bench and thereby generate more brachos after for your dessert? So the Shalah writes, And the Magadarom deals with that. Is that really true? Do we allow a bracha and sricha when there's a halach need? It's sricha because I have this safek that can help those, mea brachas. I have this need for a shalosh shudas. I have some other need. So again, korin bracha shein sricha. Or b'makom sheish tzorech helchati. So what are you telling? What are you telling about this?
Well, if it's not a problem that you grow, I mean, because of that, you want to be mashing the kuf brachos is only in the rabbanon, then it would probably make more sense to say that it's bitul. It's more in Beetle, Shem Hashem Lachola.
So, according to this side, you think it should be permissible or prohibited?
I would think it would be permissible.
It's permissible. You want to do the right thing. You want to do a mitzvah. So, the heart of your mutter. Whereas, if you assume that there's a lav, then anybody more concerned, it's very nice. You want to do the Mea Brachos. So you happen to invite a little sisa to the Kayan Mea Brachos. Should be awesome. Okay. Just briefly, there is a discussion in the Achronim, a big discussion, Ksiva Kedibur. What does Ksiva Kedibur mean? Person, is writing a letter. Once in a while, people wrote letters. And they wrote, Hayom Yom Chamishi Laomer. Hayom Yom, Shvat. So, is the writing count as speaking? Ksiva Kedibur. That's a discussion in the Achronim. So, if you look at the Cheshul Chikamed, he discusses, well, let's say writing Shem Hashem for no reason. You're just going to write God's name for no reason. Maybe saying Hashem Hashem for no reason is a bizayon. So writing Hashem's name is also bizayon. So I want to point out that this whole discussion, what would the Dibbi if person would write a bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shehayom Yedid Bracha. Write it on a piece of paper. Is there a chashash? If you hold Ksiva Kedibur, is there a chashash Isser Mitzad? If you're doing Islam, you want to teach people halachos brachos, it's preshimlus. Let's do it stam. We're doing it because it's just fun. So if you hold Ksiva Kedibur, would there be a problem inside brach shen srik? So how do you time? What do you time? If it's within Shem Hashem Batala, then what? Then maybe yes. Just like if you write Shem Hashem stam, maybe it's a defiant that stam write brachos for no reason. But there's a din by Shvuos, Asher Yivatebis Vasayim. The halakha by Shvuah is a person writes a Shvuah, even if it's Ksiva Kedibur, it's not going to be tofes. So I want to argue that. Right, in this case, usually this side comes out on the Chomer side, right? So Sisa. Here, if you write it, maybe there's a problem of Bitl Shem Shayim Alakala. But if there's a Sisa, there's no Sisa if you don't explicate it with your lips. Okay? The last Nafkamina, Ksiva Kedibur, if you write a bracha for no reason, maybe it's a bit of Shem Shayim Zalatala. if you hold that to the Dibur, but it certainly wouldn't be a violation of Shua Shav in that case. Now, lastly, just for the, like, this is a whole discussion, but there seems to be an assumption in Achronim, there's a distinction between a bracha levatala and a bracha shkina tzricha. Explain to me, what is the distinction? Well, explain to me first what the difference is in the case. What's a bracha shkina tzricha, what's a bracha levatala? I gave you an example before of a person who's eating peanuts, and every peanut he has a different adama. First peanut is kavara only for this peanut. And then he says, oh, I want another one. Only for this peanut. He says 15 brachos and 15 peanuts. Is that a bracha levatala or a bracha shkina tzricha?
Say
in the tzricha. It's not levatala. What would be a bracha levatala? Person says a bracha on a peanut. And what happens?
He doesn't eat it.
That would be bracha levatala. So that's it's not really unfortunate that we showed him that I saw, but the Achronim, you know, work with this assumption. There's a difference between a bracha levatala and a bracha shkina tzricha. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, walker number 6, speaks about kol bracha shkina tzricha over mishum losisa. But what could you say in a case of a program board? Eina tzricha versus batala. That eina tzricha, so which one is what? You tell me. Eina tzricha is a violation of what? I want to say the opposite. What do you want to say?
Okay,
I'll give you a hint. What are you telling me? You can tell me what you think? Or I have to tell you? What I want to say is that a Shmur Shav is batala. I say a bracha on a peanut, I don't eat a peanut? So I'm basically, you know, making a statement, an oath, like an oath. It's a statement of something that could be considered a bracha, and I'm taking it for no reason. Batala. If I eat a peanut and say bracha, and I das not to include the next peanut, and I say another bracha and I eat one more peanut and I das not to include the next peanut, so what am I doing? I'm violating the essay of Yiras Hashem. So I'm basically causing God's name to be said again and again. If I had sooner than Yiras Hashem, I would be careful, you know, how I articulate God's name. It would be, you know, maybe Harry Potter. So Voldemort, you know. It's like a certain mahavish. It's a certain sense of yira, but not saying, you know, God's name. There's a rabbi, Moshe Rosenberg. He's my wife's from Kuna Hills, no?
Sure.
He wrote three svarim on Torah and Harry Potter. Okay. So you can learn from everything. At the end of the day, what I want to kind of is that if there is indeed a distinction between Yerushalayim and Batal, which is something that Chorim assumed, looking at source number 22, the Rik Yosef, Yeshkilu kini bracha shem tzricha legamrei, kon she'eno chayofa, klau, v'shashu b'varech, she'kwa yasmei chavaso, oh, she'lo nischayofa, la'gore bracha shem tzricha. Meaning there's a concept of gore bracha shem tzricha, and there's a concept of the Batal. So what I want to argue is that Batal is actually a lav of Shvua Shav, whereas Enet Tzricha would be just a bittul of you. You disagree or you're unstated? Okay. Veseder. So let's stop here.